Now, COVID-19 is hitting Black Chicagoans hard. Of course, baseline health disparities play a role, and many African Americans in Chicago are considered essential workers, holding down jobs, driving buses, or working in grocery stores. As the pandemic continues to bring health and economic hardship, there are calls for attention to underlying racial inequities. From member station WBEZ in Chicago, Natalie Moore reports.
While Black residents make up about 29% of Chicago's population, a whopping 72% of the people who've died from COVID-19 in Chicago so far are Black. That's according to cases analyzed from Cook County Medical Examiner records. Linda Ray Murray is a retired doctor who teaches at the University of Illinois at Chicago School of Public Health. She says this high mortality rate for Blacks doesn't surprise her.
It makes me furious. It makes me angry. For African Americans, we have higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of high blood pressure, higher rates of coronary diseases, and many other medical conditions that make people more vulnerable to having bad outcomes with this virus.
The first person in Illinois to die of COVID-19 last month was a Black woman named Patricia Friason. A week later, her sister, Wanda Bailey, died. Both had underlying health conditions. Again, while 29% of Chicagoans are Black, the city's health commissioner says they account for 52% of those testing positive so far. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the numbers take her breath away.
This is a call to action moment for all of us. When we talk about equity and inclusion, they're not just nice notions. They are an imperative that we must embrace as a city. It's unacceptable. No one should think that this is okay.
Mayor Lightfoot announced a racial equity rapid response team. The idea is to work with community leaders to create a system of checking in on people and monitor what's happening, and then direct resources to vulnerable communities. While stay-at-home orders may be effective for people who can telework, local and national data show more of those employees are white, higher-wage workers. According to census data in Chicago, Blacks and Latinos are more likely to be essential workers holding down jobs like cooks and janitors. In addition, minority communities don't have equal access to health care. And the pandemic death toll underscores just how crucial health insurance is. Lightfoot says social distancing can be hard in communities where people must take the bus or live closer together. And she says the urgency of this crisis brings all these issues to light.
They are literally matters of life and death.
Helene Gale agrees. She has the Chicago Community Trust, which is co-managing a COVID relief fund. She's a former CEO of an international humanitarian group that helps communities recover from disasters like earthquakes and famine.
We used to talk about building back better, and that when communities were impacted, whether it was by natural or human emergencies, can we use the work that we're doing in emergency response to actually build a bridge to longer term so that we are building greater resiliency?
Gale says it would be impossible to learn from this pandemic without considering the role racial disparity is playing. For NPR News, I'm Natalie Moore in Chicago.